those in the state media don't want to see anything wrong that is done by the government. Those in the private media don't want to see anything wrong that is done by the opposition. So you find that even when you are covering elections, people mislead the opposition. Even where the opposition does wrong things, the private media does not want to tell it. The moment you say, no, Morgan Tsvangira is doing wrong or Welshman is doing wrong, you are labeled the CIO. The other thing is that the salaries of journalists are so low to the extent that they survive by doing basically public relation jobs or being corrupt or being the boys of those in power. So you have to be in good books with a certain politician for you to be invited at workshops or to get extra money. So bribery is the order of the day. And as long as the journalists are not economically empowered, they will never think independently and they will never be objective.
What's the way forward? Because at the end of the day, I don't think this thing is going to come to an end.
Media houses need to be strict when it comes to stories. They don't need to align themselves with political parties, as we saw during the election or that we've seen over the years. That, you know, you see the journalists, we have seen a number of journalists actually crossing the floor into politics. You know, you can name, I don't know how many journalists contested the elections this year. Some of them won, some of them lost. We have people like Superman Duanzira, who are media owners, who contested the elections under ZANU-PF. We know people like Enesh Barra lost as a councillor. But these are journalists that are in Zimbabwe. Then also, as long as journalists are paid peanuts, they will always find a way of surviving.